we'll begin with James. James, come on up and boast in your Savior.
Hi, my name is James. I'm 12 years old and I'm in seventh grade. I was born into a Christian home, went to church, and was taught about God by my parents. Around the age of 8 or 9, I started praying that God would change my heart, but I don't think I realized that God wasn't just going to change my heart. I had to truly be broken over my sin, which I wasn't. I was reading in my Bible a few months ago about how God commanded the Israelites to kill all the people in Canaan, including the children, which wasn't usually the case. So I was confused. So that night, I asked my dad why God would command the Israelites to kill everyone, even the babies that didn't understand right from wrong. That's when he brought me to Romans 9. The verses here that really caught my attention were verses 13 through 21. But the main verses I'm going to talk about are verses 15 and 21, which says, "Hath the potter no right over the clay to make out of the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for dishonorable use?" And also in verse 15 where it says, "For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion." These verses worried me because I kept on thinking, what if God doesn't show mercy on me? What if he has raised me up for a reason like Pharaoh, as Paul describes in verse 17? A few months ago, I went to church, and the sermon was about hell and how unbelievers have to endure torture forever. That night, I was really worried because I knew I was an unbeliever, and I knew that if I didn't change, I would go to hell. So about every night after that, I would pray that God would change my heart, but I was only praying because I was afraid of hell. There came a time where it became hard to ignore my sin. I kept on struggling with the same things, even after my mom or dad would talk to me about it. During the struggle in my life, I started wondering, what would it be like to be a Christian? Would it be worth it? I was really starting to hate my sin. I knew that if I repented, it would all be forgiven by God. I wanted to ask my dad how to know if I'd been saved. At the same time, I was worried about becoming a believer because I didn't know what the world would think of me. I wanted to be cool in the world's eyes, and I didn't know if being a Christian would change that. Then, not too long ago, I couldn't hold in my question to my dad any longer. So that night I asked him if becoming a Christian was worth it and how do I ask for forgiveness. He talked to me about it and that by following Christ I would have true joy and peace. During that conversation, God forgave me and gave me a new heart. Ephesians 2, 4 through 5 says, "But God, being rich in..." No. Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 5 says, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. I'm so thankful that God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for a wretch like me. I'm here today to boast in my Savior, because it is by his grace that I have been saved."
Sorry.
That's right. Awesome. James, because of your clear profession of faith in Jesus Christ and because of the life that God has begun to transform in you, it's my joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.